Ah, yes, the unmistakable few bars of George Benson's famous, the best-selling jazz album of all time, Breezin'. I want to thank McColgan for sort of reminding me about that, and I'm going to definitely listen to that later on this afternoon while I continue my report writing. Yes, it's Stefano. It is June 11th, 2012. It is noon here in Montreal. I'm looking out at a rather beautiful, very hot, humid day. And unfortunately, my daughter, today they're having their field day, so I certainly hope they're going to be drinking lots of water and putting on lots of sunscreen. Now, Mac, you mentioned throwaway music, or rather that people are throwing away all this wonderful music, and I've never understood that. We have a website here in North America called Freecycle. I don't know if it exists out in Europe. I think it might. I think I might have heard somebody mention it, but certainly, If people have CDs that they're going to throw away, you know, in a bin, instead of, never mind recycling the plastic, but if they're going to throw them away, you know, why not just give them to somebody? Give them to a library, give them to a school. Anyway, it behooves me all the time to hear about these people that just throw stuff away. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, at one point, okay, if it's really old, maybe some old records that not too long ago, I found a whole bunch of records. Now, the covers, unfortunately, some of them were moldy, you know, mildewy, and I had to throw them out. There was nothing I could do about it. I kept some of the actual vinyl records, which I'm going to try to transfer the better ones onto MP3s. Just to listen to them, just to see what they sounded like, some old albums. I couldn't even begin to tell you who they were. To me, they're all unknown names, but it was just interesting. I said, you know, just to hear something new that I may not necessarily be able to hear anywhere else. We also have local places here that sell used items, sort of like the Salvation Army kind of thing. One's called Renaissance. And the other one's called Value Village. And basically people can bring stuff there to then sell, and they sell them for low cost. So people from underprivileged families can buy things. And the money goes for hiring people that otherwise might not have been able to find work. And some of the money also goes to charitable organizations. And just, to me, that's where the part of the new economy would go. I mean, there's so many people against consumption and packaging, and yet there is so much stuff being thrown out that is still perfectly fine. And why do people throw it out? You know, so why do people throw out music? What, it goes out of style? Oh, if that's the case, then all these people sampling all this old music for this supposed new music? Folks, you're sampling stuff that's been out of style. Why are you doing that? I mean, even George Benson's music is being sampled today. Bob James's music from the 70s is being sampled and put in hip-hop today. It just floors me when I hear that. So, that was my cut on Mac's throwaway music. I have given away CDs to the library because then they turn around and they rent them out to people. Great, for free. But I don't throw away anything. It's very rare for me to throw. I give it away or I try to sell it when I can. Catch you later, folks.